Both astronauts and robots will need power on the moon. Solar power just isn't an option in permanently shaded regions. But storing other fuels doesn't have a simple solution.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
The early career faculty component of the Space Technology Research Grants Program awards grants to accredited universities to recognize outstanding faculty researchers early in their careers. The program challenges these early career faculty to examine the feasibility, affordability, and sustainability of new ideas that are critical to space travel and exploration. One of the latest ECF grants awarded to the Colorado School of Mines will investigate and develop improved storage methods for the fuels needed to generate power in places where sunlight is not available. Fuels like methane and oxygen boil off in the lunar environment without pressure and thermal regulation. So this research team will look at specially tailored materials called metal oxide frameworks to develop unique fuel storage tanks. Using a number of computational and experimental tools, the team may be able to solve the lunar storage problems for fuel on the dark side. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.